You are now locked in live from the 48205 Red Zone.
I ain't never been on E-Block, bitch. You too excited.
Shit.
Shit, girl.
Yeah, nice to get wise up.
Fuck that shit. I ain't in that bitch, man. Shit.
Perfect. Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show, live on eblockradio.com. If you are now listening on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Pandora, make sure you click that subscribe button so that you get notified every time that we upload audio content. And of course, man, if you want to help us keep the lights on around this motherfucker, dog, hit us up on our Patreon. It's patreon.com/eblockradio. All right. Today's show is brought to you by Pardon My East Side, pardonmyeastside.com. Get your E-Block Radio gear at pardonmyeastside.com. Use the promo code E-Block Radio and get 25% off. All right. Also, too, July 16th, so in just about 2 weeks, or less than 2 weeks and shit, we will be doing a live show with the What Up Doe podcast. Tickets are available at Eventbrite. The link is in the bio. Doing a live show there from 6 until 11. All right, so it's going to be a live show. So if you fuck with us, come fuck with us, all right?
We're gonna tear it down.
Yeah, we're gonna have some fun in that motherfucker, dog. You get to meet and greet, probably smoke some weed with us, you know, all that good shit, dog.
We're gonna tear it down.
For sure.
Like in the building.
No doubt, dog. Let's get to it. Yo, 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 you know what it is, man. The livest cloud radio show on the planet.
Pressure. Earth, cuz.
Straight for the E-Block Radio live on your dial right this moment, man. This is the Wake and Bake Show. Got my man Angry Man in the building.
Doing my thing.
For sure,
Monk Money, my man Money.
For sure, Monk Money on the taco truck and shit, Taco Fest down in Royal Oak. Shout out to my dog.
Yeah.
And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205, man. Red Zone, baby. We in this motherfucker, dog.
Yeah.
Let me see. Oh, Vina says she gave her cousin a part of my East Side joint. For sure. What up, dog?
That's what's
Thank
up,
you, man. I appreciate that.
Vinny's, where you been,
she
man?
She said, happy so-called Freedom Day.
Vinny's, we ain't heard from you in a minute. Where you been, man?
This has been a little while.
You know what I'm saying? What's going on with you, Vinny's? All at us.
Angry Man, what's up with you, though, dog? It's a motherfucking holiday, I guess we call it. It's a holiday because some niggas got the day off.
Yeah, it's not a holiday.
Other niggas don't, but
it's not a holiday for me, man.
Right.
I'm going to work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that.
Hey, no, sorry to hear that shit, nigga. Yeah, I took Juneteenth off, so.
Yeah, I feel.
I took what I was supposed to take off.
Right.
You know, other than that, you know, I'm on the plantation on Independence Day.
Duh, for sure.
Yeah. I'm doing that.
Said she in North Carolina at the moment. All right, that's what's up. Shout out to North Carolina, dog. Shout out to my people in Charlotte. That's the only place I've been in North Carolina. That's probably about it. What else going on with you, dog? You had a few days off, nigga. How was your weekend, cuz?
Man, you know, I just thought
about that. You had like a whole weekend off or some shit, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. How'd that shit go?
You know, I mean, you know, I kicked it with the kids, man.
Yeah.
I had to do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, you should, nigga. They're yours. You might as well kick it with the nigga.
I don't know if they mind or not. You know what I mean? I'm still waiting on the results, but you know, since I'm in that situation, I might as well.
I mean, all the kids yours, them, the side kids, all that shit.
Sidekicks, what are you talking about here, bro?
It's all good, though. One day you go admit to your second family and shit, second or third, however many you got families you got there.
Well, so I got you still stuck on that shit,
yeah, because there's no way it'd take you this long to get to the store, man. So I know you'd be going to see PJJ,
PJJ,
yeah, rated our superstar star,
rated our superstar star. Wow,
hell
yeah. Wow.
No, he didn't. No, he got the rated R superstar and the rated PG-13 superstar.
Man.
It can only be one rated R, dude, so. Or the rated PG-13 and shit.
Yeah.
Anyway, what else going on, dog? Kicking with the kids?
Yeah, man, you know, I had some time to kick it with them.
Yeah,
know,
for sure.
You know, some well needed time to kick it with, you know.
I was gonna say, I'm sure they enjoyed that shit.
They did.
Yeah.
They did.
They used to seeing you in uniform and shit leaving.
Yeah, they were. Whenever I went to the store, they were, you know, everybody, where you going? I'm not going to work. I'm just going to the store.
Right. Like you're going to work every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck all that, nigga. I'm taking days off.
Yeah, so.
So you got to work today, so no plans for the day?
I mean, we done barbecued 2 days in a row.
Yeah.
We done went downtown and, you know, I took the kids downtown and we done did everything. So today, okay. Yeah, it's back to business.
That's it. I feel.
Yeah. Because baby angry, even she got to go to work today.
Yeah.
So.
Venus said, what kind of work do you do, angry man? Like, that nigga, he's angry every day. That's what he is. He's angry every day.
That's what I do.
Plantation overseer. That's what he is.
Yeah.
To the plantation overseer niggas and shit.
But no, like I said, it was pretty cool weekend, man. You know, I need to
do that more often. Yeah. Of course. Yeah, I know. I could finish that sentence for you, nigga. I could have told you that.
I need to start doing this shit, man.
Yeah, you think?
That shit was all right.
Yeah, man. You should take advantage of that more often, though, for real.
And I think I'm going to.
Because you got the time.
Oh, it's there.
So it's not like you, I say this shit all the time, it's not like you're taking off and not getting paid, niggas. Like,
oh, no, it's there. For shit. Right. Oh, no, the time is there.
Yeah, so take that shit. Fuck them niggas, man.
The time
man.
Is there.
So them niggas don't give a shit about you. If you go out this motherfucker and pass out right now from a heat stroke or some shit, nigga, your job listing will be up before your obituary.
Trust me.
I'm just saying, so fuck them niggas.
Trust me.
Hell yeah. Anyway, you ain't watch any movies this weekend or shit? Y'all was doing all outside shit.
I was just on some all outside shit.
Yeah. That's what's up. Some real nigga shit.
Yeah.
Real nigga activity.
Just, you know, just out chilling, man.
Yeah.
You know, staying out these punk motherfuckers' way.
Yeah, because it's some crazy shit. Dog, did you hear? I think that was here. Yeah, it was here. That the, what you call that shit? The DoorDash dude got killed and shit. I guess he got into an argument with the nigga he was dropping the food off with or something.
How you get mad that the nigga dropping the food off?
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Like, I don't know, but yeah, they shot and killed me.
Nah.
It's not even safe to do DoorDash, nigga.
Nah, I ain't heard about that one.
Come on, cuz. You paid for that shit with your card. They know where he was going. They gonna catch you.
They forgot the cheese on that right. Or something.
Like, they know where he's going. Like, all this shit is documented, nigga. They know the address he was going to. Like, yeah. That shit was dumb. Yeah. Nigga got killed doing DoorDash.
Hey, you know what?
Can't even make an honest day's living, dog.
Who's that? Venus? Hit me up later off the air and I'll tell you what I do. I don't like to talk about that shit on the air.
Well, I told you, plantation overseer. That's the nigga.
Yeah. Man. Just hit me up off the air.
Fuck it. We'll
rap about
it. Yeah, house nigga. Yeah, house nigga on Independence Day and shit.
Wow.
Oh, what was dog name, Mojango?
Yeah. No, I'm not. No. We not going to go there.
Oh, Sam Jackson, oh, Django, looking ass nigga.
No, we not going to do that.
It's all good. It's all good, man.
Just hit me off of.
Who is head. That nigga on that nag?
What that nigga say? Not around my niggas, he can't.
Right.
I lost it when he said that shit, dog.
I don't think they could have got anybody else to play that fucking part, dog.
That motherfucker said, not around my niggas, he can't.
Hey, have you ever, and if y'all just checking in, dog, this is a holiday bonus episode. We ain't talking about shit. We just on air talking about shit. But anyway, you heard of the, this movie called Ambulance? Ambulance. But yeah, the shit was pretty good though. I actually just seen it was on Peacock and shit. Xfinity gave it to me for free, so that's the only way I got it. So I guess I watched the Bel-Air shit now because I never watched it because I didn't have Peacock. So I guess I watched that shit now. I know I'm about 3 months behind on that shit. Mm-hmm. But yeah, anyway, the shit was good though. I'm trying to see what I can say about it without giving away. I mean, basically, these niggas robbed a bank and shit, and they try to get away in the ambulance, basically. Like, they hijack an ambulance. And,
yeah. I think I seen that shit.
Yeah, so they get chased.
Ambulance or was it
ambulance?
It was. Okay.
Yeah, so it's basically like
something else. Yeah,
it's like motherfucking Speed, except they bank robbers in the ambulance and shit. Shit was good though.
Yeah. Okay. I guess maybe it was ambulance because I'm thinking about something else. I'm thinking about them niggas being in an armored car.
Oh, no, I don't know what that is. That sounds like Fast and Furious, nigga.
No, these niggas was trying to get away in the armored car.
Oh, no, these niggas robbed the bank. They went in the bank and robbed it and then jumped into the... Well, they pulled off in their own shit and then hijacked the motherfucking ambulance. And that's
okay.
How they... Yeah, that's
okay,
how they
got maybe I shit. Got the trucks mixed up and shit.
Yeah, that shit was good, though. Yeah. Nakeem was just checking in. What up, though? Happy Independence Day to you as well and shit. Independence Day, though. Let's talk about that shit, though. All right,
let's do it.
1776, July the 4th, American Independence Day.
What does that mean to you?
So, the United States of America, I guess at that point, were independentized.
Is that a word?
But that's crazy though, right? So like, the whole time they fighting for freedom, they didn't give a fuck about the people who lived here freedom. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. But that's real life though. And I ain't gonna say I don't know. I don't really know. It's not a lot of holidays that I actually celebrate for the purpose of that holiday.
This is not one of them.
No, this is just, to me, this is like, and this is unfortunate too, because I know people who who died at war or in the armed forces. But like, even Memorial Day and fucking 4th of July, these are days in the summer that I barbecue and get drunk with family and friends. Like, I don't actually celebrate the idea of the holiday.
No, you take advantage of the situation.
I know, and that's fucked up though, especially for the Memorial Day one. It's fucked up because we know some fallen soldiers and shit. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, it's kind of fucked up.
No, Memorial Day is something totally different than Independence Day.
Right, but I'm just saying, like, I take it for granted though. Like, I take that for granted too. Like, in that one, I should actually be celebrating because, like, we know fallen soldiers and shit. So
yeah.
I mean, it said Juneteenth is our day. Some people argue that too and shit though.
Yeah,
we had a whole conversation that day about the, like, it's black people who mad about Juneteenth. Like, you niggas gotta give me something.
And I'm not understanding. Yeah, they giving us up 4th of July. Yeah, you know what I'm saying, but you don't want to take it.
Right.
But watch how many niggas about to go out here and blow up some money today.
Oh, nigga, I heard most of it last night. Oh, it's going ham. Yeah, it's going ham today though. Everybody letting off fireworks and shit. I ain't hear that many fireworks on Juneteenth. We should have been firing them bitches then.
And you're not.
That motherfucker's about to get busy tonight too. And guess what? Be outside looking at that shit. Like, look at these niggas, man. They crazy as hell. I can't do that shit no more though. I'm over that shit.
No, I'm done.
First of all, I can't turn the room fast enough. And then this the part right here, dog. This the part that everybody forget. You gotta clean that shit up. That's the fucking part I hate, nigga. Yeah. You blowing up all this shit, nigga. You can't just leave it in the middle. Well, some of you weak ass niggas do be leaving shit in the middle of the street. Don't let that shit happen this year. I'm just saying. But like, nigga, that's the worst part. It's cleaning shit up.
I don't even damn about cleaning it up. I don't even want to go out there and blow my money up on that day.
Vinny said, "Yeah, we just bought mad fireworks from Walmart." I don't even see what I'm saying.
Vinny's go return that shit.
I ain't did like no hella fireworks probably since.
Come on, Venus.
I don't even remember, dog. Like, when the last time you spent, like, went and spent some bread on some fireworks, though?
It's been years.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
I'm not blowing my money up, man.
Yeah, I'm not.
I mean, and you know what?
I drink it up, though. Like, I'm about to drink now. Out the bottle.
Yeah. And let me retract that.
If
that's what you want to do, I'm not gonna knock your hustle.
Yeah.
I'm not going to knock.
Especially you got kids and all that shit.
If that's what you want to do. But believe me, if you doing it, my kids going to benefit from it.
We're going to watch.
We're going to stand outside and watch the shit out of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I just ain't spending money on that shit though.
Yeah, Vinny's, don't tell me you spent a lot of money on that shit. Don't tell me that.
She said we, so that was a group effort. So they probably spent a lot of money. Yeah, they probably spent a lot of money collectively.
As long as it's we, bitch.
That's what she said. She said we.
Okay.
I think it was probably, I knew I had to be in my 20s probably. And even then, I don't think I spent like how I feel like these niggas spending. They gotta be spending a lot, cause these niggas be firing off before it even get dark and still be firing them bitches off at like midnight. Like, nigga, that's 3 hours of blowing up money, nigga. If you got it, you got it, I guess.
And like I said, I ain't gonna knock it.
I guess I'm jealous. I'm hating this shit. I guess I'm jealous.
Nah, I
want to have money to burn. I want some money to burn.
That nigga said that prejudice.
Got money to burn. Right.
Well, no, it ain't about that. You know.
She said $90. I don't know how much my son spent or my daughter-in-law said. So she spent $90. Well, that ain't bad.
Yeah. No, that's gully.
Niggas are spending $500-$600. Niggas are spending $1,000. Gotta be. Oh, the shit that you be hearing, they gotta be spending a rack on them shits. Some of them shit be looking like downtown shit. I be wondering where they getting this shit.
Niggas be meet motherfuckers at the border buying this shit.
No, I think so, bro. Like, this shit be getting out of control. But it is all right. So it's the 4th of July and shit. It's a holiday. Niggas got the day off. It's nice and sunny outside in the D and shit. It's gonna get up to about 90 degrees. You niggas, please, though. Just grill some shit, pop some fireworks, dog. Enjoy your family, nigga.
And go sit your ass. Go down sit your dog. Somewhere.
I swear, bro. Because if niggas come up dead over the weekend again,
just go sit your ass niggas. Down some goddamn way.
Hey, why I said, dog, this is how I fucked up. And I love my city. Don't get me wrong. I love my city, dog. You know what I'm saying? We from here. I hold it down for the hood, niggas. 48205 all day and shit. I love my city, dog. But I ain't gonna lie. I was looking at this list. This was some shit on IG. It was a list of the per capita and shit, right? So per person. Basically, per person in the city. The murder rate. And I think it was like the top 20 cities or some shit. And I don't know who did this research, but it fucked me up. We wasn't in it. And I hope those is real numbers.
Wow.
Like, for once, I'm like, damn, we ain't in that bitch? Yeah. Like, I'm like, damn, did somebody forget us? No. But I hope they the right numbers then. That mean that you niggas ain't as bad as I thought y'all was. And I'm proud of y'all. Keep it up,
dude. Leave it alone.
Leave that shit alone, yeah. I don't want to be the top shit of murders and shit.
Yeah, leave that shit alone.
Dude. What she said? She said, y'all just gave me a new perspective on this. It's just burning money, literally. Yeah, for real. I mean, it's literally burning up money. Blowing it up, hell yeah. But yeah, nigga, I didn't see us in the top of the list, and I'm like, nigga, I was excited.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
That's something to be excited about. Like, I don't know if they put the list together and forgot about Detroit and shit. But I'm just like, shit. It's up to this point, like, so in the 6 months.
It is what it is.
I hope so. You niggas doing a good job, dog. I'm proud of y'all.
Don't sit up there and say numbers don't lie, then try to cry.
And then
try to fuck with them now.
Keep them where they at, dog. Keep us out of the top tier of murders, nigga.
I don't give a fuck.
I'm cool.
Fuck the top 10. I don't even want to be in the conversation.
Exactly. Now, when you put the top 10 motherfucking money-making cities and shit, I want to be in that.
Yeah.
I don't want to be in the top killers, nigga. That ain't shit.
Yeah.
Especially when we ain't killing nobody but each other.
Yeah, we've been there for a long time.
Yeah. Now, if you was in... I don't know. I better not say that.
Huh?
Man, never mind.
Okay.
Yeah, it was gonna get a little radical and shit. They might ban us and shit.
Yeah.
Y'all need to check it in. What up, though?
Yo.
Oh, I wanna say it so bad.
Say it.
No, because I'm afraid.
This is what we do, man.
Yeah, but I'm afraid now.
Okay,
well, because when you start talking about killing white people and shit, they start fucking up your internet. I'm just saying, if you gonna be on the top tier list of murder and shit. Let it be for murdering some white people.
Yeah, that's probably wasn't the most intelligent thing.
It wasn't the most intelligent thing to say, but it was coming out, and I just purged.
I know.
I don't really mean that, but I'm just saying.
I know Bo somewhere shouting right now.
I'm just saying you shouldn't be killing anybody.
Yeah, I know Bo. Like I said, I know Bo somewhere shouting. Right.
All right, now. I won't even say that. I won't say killing white people, but it should be. If you go be on the top 10 of murdering something, it should be murdering, you know, in the defense of your freedom.
Think about what you just said.
To murder off oppressors. If you go be murdering motherfuckers, murder people for like tangible reasons that's effective for the whole community instead of killing each other.
You used the word should.
I'm just.
Nah, man.
When you say that's black on black crime, shit. which is a term that I fucking hate, but when you say that though, it's that's accepted. That
bullshit, man.
When you say that is accepted, you can say black on black crime and everybody accept that. So if I say if you murder motherfuckers, you should be murdering
what you saying oppressing. Right now.
If you gonna murder, you should think murder motherfuckers right who now. Need to get murdered. And is who, what I'm saying.
Who needs to die?
Oppressors. Anyone who stops your forward moving to freedom
needs to die.
If you murdering motherfuckers anyway, yeah.
Okay.
If you out here fucking murking niggas in the hood and shit, you know, it might be some oppressors that you need to murder. If that's what you're doing, if you murder niggas. Like, I'm not murdering niggas. So I'm not talking about me per se.
Needs to die is what you're telling me.
I mean, how cool would that be, though?
That would be cool for you?
if oppressors get murdered. People who oppress your freedom get murdered. Would that be cool?
Nah, man.
I mean, like, why not, though?
Because it's not going to stop there. If you open that Pandora's box, think about how many boxes you're going to open after that.
Did anybody think about that shit when they was murdering us?
No.
Okay, then. So why the fuck we got to think about this shit? This take me back to The Boys, right? I was telling y'all this shit I was watching on Amazon. Always some racial overtone in The Boys and shit. And Mother's Milk is the black dude's name and shit, right? Laz Alonso. So I remember some shit was going down with one of the superheroes that he wanted to kill the motherfucker and shit, right? So he and that bitch clacking his guns and shit, and the white girl was like, you know, you gotta calm down, you gotta do this shit. And what dog said was like what I just said just now. He's like, dog, how come whenever black people get mad, it's like, oh, you gotta calm down, you can't do this. But white people get mad and tear up shit.
Yeah.
And it's acceptable. White people got mad. Let's just think about this, though. White people got mad and stormed the motherfucking Capitol.
Okay. So why?
They get a slap on the wrist. I can't even say this on a radio show. Wow. And you said, dog, you can't say that.
Why are we surprised about it, though?
Right. So it ain't about being surprised. How come we can't have the same reaction? That's all I'm saying.
You already know because we never had it.
So it's a new beginning, nigga. How that song goes? A new day.
Sam Cooke, change is going to come.
Change going to come, nigga.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
We already had it.
I mean, I ain't radical like that or no shit. Like, I'm not about to lead a fucking black militia or no shit. But I'm just saying.
You might need to.
I'm just saying, like, if this is...
Because you don't believe in
shit.
So
let's talk about something else.
You don't believe in shit else unless it's black.
That's not true.
Oh, nigga. Yes, it is.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
Oh, shit. We got a phone call. I was just getting ready to get into that shit, cuz.
Yeah, okay. Blame it on the phone
call. I was just getting ready to get into that shit, cuz. Swear to God, I was getting ready to get into that shit. I can't find it, though. I hear it ringing. Where is it? Oh, there you go. Keys, what up, boy? What's good with you, dog?
What's happening, Captain?
Ain't heard from you in a super minute, dog. What's good with you?
You try to get on with that subject you was just gonna get on.
For sure.
Listen, if a black man would have stormed that motherfucking Capitol, it would have been gunfire.
Hell yeah, we'd have died. We'd have definitely died. Hell yeah.
That's that special privilege.
For sure, I agree. But that don't mean that. That don't mean that sometimes we gotta take that risk, I think. They get mad, we deserve the right to be mad too, shit.
Yeah, most definitely, but do we deserve the right to do some shit like that though?
Hell,
get away with it. When can we get away with it?
Shit, we might not ever get away with it. Don't mean we can't do it.
That's gonna be the question, man.
I'm just saying, like, I don't know, it's a tough one. And it's scary, because you're right. We're not going to get away with it. You go die, or you definitely going to get the ultimate penalty. But at some point, I guess, is it worth it? I don't know.
The longest sentence that somebody had got was like a year and a half.
Damn, for real?
For storming the Capitol. Yeah, and that's a federal offense.
Right.
Federal offense.
A year and a half.
That's something that they like to hang people for. And these motherfuckers got a year and a half.
Exactly. That's the shit I'm talking about, dog. So that's why... That's
definitely went in there with... They went in there with guns and everything.
These niggas that get caught with weed, they get
worse
in a year.
Exactly. Say that shit from the back. Niggas out here getting weed, getting life in prison.
For real.
So look, that's what I'm saying.
But that's untalked about that.
Oh yeah, for sure. And we trying to bring that shit to the forefront and shit. So for all the, you know, for all the people who think that voting is gonna change things and shit. Ain't nothing gonna change until you know. I ain't gonna lie though, ain't nothing gonna change until some blood shit. Until they see some real revolution. And I ain't saying I'm that guy.
Did I hear Monk on here? I ain't see him. I got the live on right now. I don't see him in there.
Oh, no. That nigga on the...
B.I.
He had the turkey. I said turkey. He had the taco festival and shit. He working the taco festival. So okay, we got to hold it down for my dog.
Oh, yeah. Always.
Hey, Hey, where you cooking somewhere, dog?
You know what? I'm actually not doing anything right now. I'm ready. Just said it to my wife a couple of days ago. I'm ready to get back into it.
For sure, nigga. You just cooking your ass off.
I had came into a little mishap where I had to quit doing everything. Gotcha. Minute,
okay.
Get my health and shit back in order.
For sure.
Now I'm ready to get back and boom.
All right, well, shit, get that shit done. Once you land somewhere, let us know, because we're going to pull up and eat all that shit.
please pull up. Please pull up. And I'm definitely going to do flats. You feel me? All flats, my dude.
All flats.
Oh, wow.
For sure.
Oh, wow.
All right, good looking out, my dog.
Oh, yeah, good looking out. Yep.
For sure. All right, man. Enjoy your holiday, bro.
Oh, yeah, happy fourth.
For sure. Same to you. Dog, nigga, it's true. All of that shit is true, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like the risk is major. You know what I'm saying? The risk is major.
It's always going to be.
Yeah.
It all depends on the type of person you are, man.
True.
You know,
I'm not militant. I'm pro-black, but I'm not militant. You know, it's two different things.
Yeah, you ain't got to be militant.
Yeah. I mean, but do you though?
No.
Cause I feel like force is the only thing that America understands. It's the only thing that they use to take power.
But they've been doing that shit. You know what I mean? That's their playbook.
And it's been working for centuries.
Okay. Run your playbook. You know what I'm saying? We so quick to either tell
so
it.
Quick?
Oh, yeah.
So quick?
Yeah. We'll give away what the fuck idea we have in a heartbeat.
How we giving it away though?
Cause we can't keep our mouth shut. It's just our black
people. So you do know that white people, America, tell us all the time too, and they still just do the shit.
Because they have the backing behind them. They can do whatever the fuck they want to do.
Can they really though? Yeah. Or are we giving them that power by always saying it?
Mm-mm. No.
Cause like when a nigga doing some shit, but you steadily saying, like, oh, he can do that shit because he can do anything. Then he going to start believing and he's just going to keep doing it.
That part is what it is.
Yeah.
That's it, what it is. They can do what the fuck they want to do because they've been doing it. Regardless if we say we've been telling them for years that you can't do that. Mm-hmm. Did they give a fuck?
Right. So when we going to start not giving a fuck?
We've been not giving a fuck since the beginning of the time.
Oh, we give a fuck. We give a fuck. It's just like when I was getting ready to say that shit earlier. You gave a fuck. He was like, oh shit, you can't say that cause we give a fuck.
Mm-mm.
They don't give a fuck.
They don't.
Donald Trump was they mascot for not giving a fuck.
Man. And like I said,
two shits. Don't give two shits.
Well, like I said, I wish this motherfucking money was here. I swear when this money was here. Cause you know he'll be adamant about this shit.
Yeah,
about,
for sure.
How you know we just don't band together?
Mm-hmm.
We just will not do that shit.
Is it necessary?
It's fucking very necessary.
I'm just saying, like, so. Essentially, it is like you know, in the bigger picture, everything. But you know how niggas is. It's like you don't jump on shit until you see it moving. So in order to get it moving, somebody got to get it moving, whether that's individuals or a small percentage.
You know what? A whole lot of that might be the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We sitting back waiting to see if the shit going to work.
It's definitely a problem.
We jump roping with the shit.
It's definitely a problem, but it's what we got, so we got to work with what you got.
Instead of everybody just diving into it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, we got the playbook because we saw how the white folks do it. We saw how the Mexicans do it. Saw how the Koreans do it.
Koreans?
Yeah.
Koreans.
Yeah, the Koreans.
Koreans.
They just, you know, our race just don't want to just fucking do it.
Yeah. Venus said,
I don't understand.
Venus said, did we talk about, so my man, that was in, I want to say, Akron, Ohio, I believe, where they shot the dude 60 times and shit, Jalen Walker. So apparently, I seen the video. So I hadn't seen the video. So I saw the video yesterday. So apparently, car chase, high speed chase or whatever, they chasing dog. They say that there were shots fired, and possibly the pistol was thrown or something. I don't know. None of this shit is on the film that they showed. They showed body cam shit, but I don't think it's like no dash cam shit to see all the shit that they claim happened. So anyway, they run up on dog and shit. He jump out the car, start running. They shoot the motherfucker 60 times. 60 times. 60 times they connected. They shot like 90 times.
Yeah, yeah. It was supposed to be 90.
They shot 90 times. Right. So Venus said, why did he run though? You never know. Maybe he was on the most illegal shit ever. But still.
He was scared.
If I run from the police though, unless I've murdered somebody right then, I don't expect to die. I expect to get apprehended. Maybe roughed up a little bit. Get my ass kicked and shit. Cause the whole ass police was tired of chasing me and shit. I get that part. You know what I'm saying? Cause it's still a male ego and shit. Or female ego, whichever one, chasing you and shit. At the time, so I understand that. Cause you're putting in a lot of effort and shit to chase a motherfucker down. So you might want to kick me in the face a few times. I get that.
Oh yeah, that's happening.
But shooting at a motherfucker, running away 90 times. First of all, this not a good look for them 30 shots you missed. Cause where them bitches go? Them bullets still going somewhere.
Cause you still had to reload the motherfucker.
Exactly. That's another thing too, though. That's a lot of reload action. I guess though, cause it was a lot of police officers though, so it was a lot of motherfuckers shooting. I didn't see hostage situations go smoother than that, bro.
I mean, all them bullets you was, yeah. There's 2, 3, 4, 5 y'all motherfuckers reloaded.
Right. That's crazy.
And kept shooting.
Yeah. And look, and I didn't want to talk about this because I was going to talk about it Wednesday, like when we get back to some normal shit, because I know it's holiday and everybody not tuned in and shit. So we go actually have this as a topic. I just knew today was going to be kind of a loose day, so we wouldn't go be real serious. So we're going to touch on it, but we're going to have an actual conversation on Wednesday about this. And we just back to the same shit. So where do we go from this point? Cause all of the voting and shit that we doing, all of the local movements and marches and shit, and the so-called criminal justice reform and all this shit, what's still happening? I don't see them chasing down a white boy jumping out of this shit, running and shooting 90 times, though. Like, who the fuck was this nigga? Gaddafi, nigga? Who the fuck is this nigga? Obama. I mean that. Osama is what I meant to say.
Wow.
Yeah, not Obama. Wow. Osama. This nigga Bin Laden and shit. They ain't shoot that nigga 90 times.
But I'm just saying. My opinion on that is.
That nigga terrorist. Or so they say.
The times is changing. You know what I mean? So everything's going to change.
Yeah.
You know, back in our day, yeah, you probably will get some motherfucking, well, they showed it. You know, back in their day.
Yeah.
You get caught stealing, cut a fucking hand off. Alright, well, we know that motherfucker running around stealing shit.
You're not going to that shit again, are you?
What?
I'm not chopping niggas' hands off. That's inhumane, nigga. I
don't agree with it, but that's just what happens.
Right. But you said, I know before you said that's some shit that need to come back. Shit, no, like that.
The type of fear need to come back.
Yeah, that type of fear ain't coming back unless you actually chopping a nigga arm off. I don't want to see that shit, nigga.
Don't watch it.
That's retarded, nigga. That's taking it back to fucking, yeah. That should take it to prehistoric days. Nobody should be doing shit like that.
If it to keep me from keeping you from stealing shit in my neighborhood or my store or my convenience store, this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Yeah.
Stop that shit.
Hey, I don't know. It keep coming up, Facebook user. I think this might be the 40-year-old freshman again.
Because if you wanted some motherfucking food, nigga, I'll give you some motherfucking carrots and an apple, nigga.
This nigga said if you get caught stealing twice, you got to cut off both his hands. And the only thing after that he'll be stealing is donuts with his nubs.
You feel me?
I just really envision a nigga sticking his nub in a donut. I don't even know why I envisioned that shit. That shit was kind of retarded. Shout out to niggas with nubs, man. No disrespect. Hopefully it didn't come from getting your shit chopped off because you were stealing. But anyway, dog.
From who?
We gonna talk about that shit on Wednesday, though, for real. We gonna go further in depth with that Akron police shit. So, cause I wasn't gonna talk about it today, cause I didn't wanna, you know, I didn't wanna get all super serious today and shit, cause I know we kind of fucking around just some holiday shit. But let's talk about this, and then we on our way up out of here, dog, cause it's after 11. I know you gotta get to the plantation and shit.
Yeah.
So today, so if you know, obviously even if you know me and shit, I talk about most shit that happened in my life. So, you know, both my grandparents passed away. Mm-hmm. So, so now the house is there, and we going through the house, trying to remove things and, you know, do that kind of situation. And it's kind of bittersweet though. You ever been in a situation like with some family owned property? And you have to, you know, go through it to see, sort things out and shit, and going through old memories and shit. And then just the finality of it, though. You know what I'm saying? Just like once everything is gone, it's gone, nigga. Once everything is done, it's done.
Like you want to be there, but you don't want
to. But you don't want to be there. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, you don't want it to be true and shit, for real. So,
yeah. Took that walk before.
Yeah, for sure. So that's
took that walk a couple motherfucking times, man.
That's when I'm on a day with my family and shit, as soon as we get out of here.
Want to be there, but
it's like there. You kind of don't want to be, because you just know the reality of things after that.
Then,
you know what I'm saying?
I don't even think it's the reality of it. Mm-hmm. The thing that fucked it up for me was family members.
What you mean?
Just talking shit. I mean, you know, mama did like this, or she didn't like that, or auntie did like this, or grandma did like that. Come on with that bullshit, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Come on with that bullshit.
Mm.
I always say, whoever's the closest to her, whoever was with her when she left this motherfucker, that's the one who get every goddamn thing.
Yeah.
You know, outside of what she gave you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, her outside physical. If I can say physical shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That belongs to whoever claimed it first.
Yeah, I feel.
You know what I mean? Everything else is what she left you.
Yeah.
Or what he left you.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And the thing about it, though, like with us, though, with black folks, man, we don't often get to that point where those things are explained or even done in time. So then you get like a scrap at the end, because it's like, don't nobody know what's what. So, you know, it becomes a little difficult. And I say all that to say this, and I don't want to make it a bland moment at the end here, because it's still a holiday, you know what I'm saying? Whether you celebrate it or not, it's still a day off and shit. So some time to spend with your family and shit. So I don't want to put a damper on it. But in real life, though, we have to be more cognizant of our mortality. And you're like, in real life, people act like we're going to live forever. You got to really start getting your affairs in order. Like, you got to just got to put some shit in writing, got to have a will, you got to have shit being said. Like, so that when you do fuck around and die, like, it ain't nothing left to question. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't be having them conversations, though. Niggas just be living like they gonna live forever. Like, they never want to mention, like, hey, you know, if in the event of my untimely demise, this is yours. You know, like, just have that conversation, nigga, or write it down or do something.
Or don't wait till you die.
Yeah, don't wait till you die. Yeah, just give me that motherfucking out. I don't know, man. Niggas just weird. People weird. Families be even weirder. Death just weird because it fuck up a whole lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? People don't be prepared for it. Anyway,
hell no.
Like I said, I ain't want to get in that damper and shit, but that's what I'm doing today, man. Just going through the old family house. You know, rest in peace to my grandma and granddad for, you know, having that staple in our family for the longest. You know what I'm saying? Spank said the best speech ever by Frederick Douglass. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What to a slave is 4th of July. Yeah, I remember that joint.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. And he published that motherfucker too, though. And that's the crazy thing about shit. Like, that nigga was very against the grain and they still published him, though, which is very odd. I don't even know how you pulled that shit off.
I don't find it to be odd.
You don't think so? Shit. Mm-hmm. We say shit now on this fucking podcast and the internet start acting funny because they don't even want us to say what we said. So we talking about the shit that nigga was talking about.
That was
shit.
An educated man right there.
Oh, for sure. Self-educated at that. anyway. All right, so yeah, let's get out of here, niggas. After 11, I gotta go get to work. And so do you, apparently. It is a holiday episode today, dog. So holiday bonus. Wednesday, when we get back, though, we are going to talk more about the Akron police incident, or I guess we can pretty much call it a murder now. Even if we can't call it that, that's what I'm gonna call it.
Murder.
That's what I'm gonna call it, dog. So yeah, we gonna get more in depth with that on Wednesday when we had a full cast here. It is a holiday, whether you're celebrating in real life or you're just hanging out with the family and barbecuing and drinking and doing all that goofy shit, man. Make sure that you you know, be safe out here and at least try to arrive alive and shit. Today is Monday, so outside of the holiday shit, I guess that's it. There ain't really nothing to tell for me to tell you to do and shit. So we gonna get out of here. We'll go around the block one last time. Angry Man, what you want to leave the people with today before we head to our separate plantations?
Oh, wow.
Right, we're going to different plantations.
Man, look here, man. It's the holiday, though. And you know, I'm going to jump off subject a little bit.
I mean, we ain't really had no subject.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, it's the holiday, man.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy your fucking family, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, and not just your family, enjoy your fucking friends, man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because none of y'all know when this shit gonna be able to come back around or go back around or vice
whatever,
versa.
Right?
You know what I mean? I mean, we spend so much time on some bullshit.
True.
When it come to holiday time. And my number one pet peeve is don't involve your kids in your shit. That shit drives me up the fucking wall. Okay, if Jamal gotta go watch his other kids.
Jamal.
He gotta go
shout
watch
out to Jamal and his other kids.
Yeah, he gotta go watch his other kids. He can't fuck around right here right now. So that means
you are you Jamal?
No. Why would you say that?
I don't know, I'm just making sure. Just,
why would you say
asking
that?
Asking for a friend.
We don't have that many friends that need to ask me that question, bro.
I just thought you might have been Jamal. It's all good.
This nigga. This nigga.
It's good to know that you're not Jamal with the other kid.
Okay, court. Disregard that question.
Anyway.
But yeah, man, just make sure y'all cordial with your family members, man. Everybody get along. Get rid of the bullshit. And I'm not going to keep saying get rid of the bullshit. Fix the bullshit.
There you go. That works even better.
You know what I mean? Fix it.
For sure.
I mean, this motherfucker wrong, was she wrong? Fix it. Period.
That's it.
Period.
All right, shit, on that note, dog, for sure. It is a holiday, man. Again, like you said, enjoy your family, enjoy your friends, do all that. You know, show some love today, nigga. Like, just make it out of today, because you motherfuckers. I'm excited again. Like I said, I seen that list, and Detroit was not in the top 10. I don't know if they fucked up the list or not, but I'm excited about that shit. So, like, let's stay out of that motherfucker. Let's stay out of the top 10. We don't have to be the murderous motherfuckers on earth. Let's just get money, dog. That's good. Get money and have some fun, nigga. Spread some love and shit and enjoy your family, nigga. That's what we doing today. Whether you celebrating actual Independence Day or not, just take this time out because you got the day off of work or whatever. Shit, just grill some shit, talk some shit, drink some shit, and love some shit, nigga. That's it. We up out of here, dog. So, yeah, that's it. Check out my mans, too, if you're in the Royal Oak joint and shit. Check out the Taco Festival. My mans out there. I forgot the name of they taco truck and shit, though. But anyway, my nigga Monk Money out there, so if you run into him and shit, tell him that you know us and shit, you won't get no percentage off, but it just might be a cool experience and shit. Till the next time, man. You already know what it is. The Livest Cloud Radio Show on the planet. I say on the planet.
I'm saying on the planet.
On the planet, nigga.
I say on the planet.
Earth, cuz. God damn. Straight from the E-Block Radio Live on your dial right this moment, man. This is the Wake and Bake Show, dog. I got my man Angry Man in the building.
Yeah. Y'all be good, man. Enjoy your day. Be
for
safe,
sure.
Like you said. Holly and B.I. Do all that. Whatever that means to you.
And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205, man. Peace out, y'all.
Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show, live on eblockradio.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you or your company are looking to jump into the podcast world, now is the time. The Plug Agency is here to connect you to the full power of podcasting. You just record and leave the rest to us. The people are listening and want to hear from you. Theplug-agency.com. That's theplug-agency.com. Click the link in the episode description for an exclusive offer.